You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sometimes we might feel forgotten, but God never delays without a purpose. He knows you, understands your heart, and is aware of everything you're asking of Him. My friend, in this video, I want you to listen to me carefully because this message will change the way you see life and why you focus on your problems. So keep watching until the end and share this message with your friends to let me reach more people who need to hear these words. If it seems like God is not answering, be patient, because God loves you. He knows who you are, and He will never forget you. When God's timing disappoints us, it's important to remember that God's love for you remains constant. You might be praying for something specific and urgently, need an answer within a particular time frame. If God doesn't respond as expected, it doesn't mean He doesn't love you. His timing and ways are beyond our understanding. In those moments, resist concluding that you've done something wrong or that God doesn't hear your prayers. God loves you just as much as anyone else. His love for you is unwavering, even in the darkest moments of life. Honestly, let's admit it. Most of us don't enjoy waiting. Waiting for things to change or improve can be really frustrating. But you know what's even harder? Waiting on God. When God makes you wait for things to get better in your life, for things to change, and it feels like nothing is happening. That's tough. In the Bible, it keeps saying to wait on the Lord. The most challenging place to be in life is like being in God's waiting room. Some of you might be there right now. What does that mean? It's when you're in a hurry for something to happen. But God isn't in a rush. You might be eager to graduate, get married, start a family, or achieve some big goals. But God's timing doesn't always match ours. We hate waiting, especially when it comes to waiting on God. Ever been in a hurry when God wasn't? You're praying, believing that God will come through, but it seems like He's taking His time. It's a struggle we all face. When we find ourselves in the waiting room of life, it's easy to get impatient. We question why God isn't coming through for us, and we want things right now. Some of you might be on the verge of giving up, feeling discouraged because God's timing doesn't match ours. In these waiting rooms of life, we need to understand that God's schedule is not always the same as ours. It's in these challenging moments that we learn to trust God the most. God uses the pain of waiting to grow and shape our character. Faith becomes crucial, as without it, we can't please God. In the waiting, God is working on us, molding us into the person He wants us to be. While we focus on our projects, goals, dreams, and visions, God is more concerned with our personal growth. He values our character, knowing that we won't take our accomplishments to heaven, but we will carry our character. Sometimes, God delays answers to prayers because He's preparing us, testing our faith, and helping us mature. The blessings He intends to give us are often more significant than we can currently handle. In these moments, we might think we're waiting on God, but God might be waiting on us. He wants us to grow, to be ready for the blessings He has in store. It's crucial to understand that a delay is not a denial. There's a significant difference between no and not yet. Immature reactions to delays can be like those of children who can't distinguish between the two. God is saying, "I intend to fulfill your vision and answer your prayers, but you're not ready yet. At the right time, it will happen." In many situations, God is waiting on us to be ready for the incredible things He has planned.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And for our lives. Being in God's waiting room is significant because it's a place where we often face various negative emotions, worry, stress, anxiety, irritability, and envy can creep into our lives when things aren't happening as quickly as we'd like. We might find ourselves comparing our situations to others, feeling frustrated, and even throwing ourselves a pity party. Understanding the importance of waiting is crucial because, in these moments, we can't treat God like a vending machine, expecting instant results to our prayers. Delays in our lives are intentional and designed to teach us to trust God and mature in our character. It's essential to grasp that a delay is not a denial. There's a profound difference between no and not yet. Parents understand this difference when dealing with their children, knowing that sometimes it's about timing rather than a refusal. When God delays, it doesn't mean He has forgotten us. Instead, it's an opportunity for growth, trust, building, and preparation for the greater things He has in store for us. Understanding this truth helps us navigate the waiting room of life with patience and faith. It's common for all of us at some point to feel that God might be distant or, at the very least, has forgotten about us. We may wonder if our problems are truly important to Him. The psalmist expressed similar doubts in Psalm 10. One, questioning why God seems far away and hidden during times of trouble. It's a feeling many of us can relate to. You might even be experiencing it right now. If you're feeling this way, it's crucial to remember that the idea of God giving up on you is impossible. God never abandons you, ceases to care, or forgets about you. Your current trial is part of His ongoing work in you. He goes so far as to say that your name is written on the palms of His hands, engraved in a way that cannot be removed. God is deeply concerned about you, and no matter the storm you're facing, you've never left His mind or His heart. Imagine Jesus looking through your fears and saying to you, Trust me, I am right here. While God's timing might not align with everything you've hoped for in your life, know that you can trust the one who keeps the time clock. Trusting someone else's timing can be challenging because it means relinquishing control. We often prefer to trust God on our terms. We want His plan and purpose, but often ask, "Can we do it my way?" As a parent, I see in my children the impatience with waiting, but I also realize that if they trusted my timing, they would recognize it's for their good, blessing, and prosperity. You can choose to live life frustrated, anxious, and stressed, or you can rest in God and say, "I trust your timing." Doing so brings peace, rest, and removes disappointment and bitterness because you understand that God is in control. Why doesn't God reveal everything about our lives up front? It would likely overwhelm and scare us. God wants us to trust Him one day at a time. He's a good and loving God, and everything He does in our lives is out of love. In Acts chapter 1, Jesus emphasizes that knowing the details of the future is not our business. It's the Father's business. God has a timetable for your life, but He doesn't reveal all the details in advance. If you could understand all the reasons behind God's actions, you would be God. God's timing isn't just good. It's perfect because He knows every detail, past, present, and future. He understands our needs, wants, and what is the wisest course of action. So, trust His timing. Find peace and rest in the assurance that God is in control. Trusting God's timing is a decision that never goes wrong. When we wait upon God, we express our trust in Him, acknowledging that His timing is better than ours. We admit that His knowledge surpasses ours, and His timing is always right. Waiting on God is an act of faith, a belief that He only desires what is best for us. It takes faith to trust God's timing before making decisions. Imagine the beauty of life if we could consistently trust God in everything and at all times. Trusting God means letting go of our efforts to make things happen on our own and patiently waiting on Him. Although waiting can be painful and God may not operate on our preferred schedule, the promise remains. If we keep our eyes on God and trust Him to be our recompense, reward, and vindicator, double blessings will come for our former troubles. Trusting God doesn't guarantee getting what we want when we want it. Instead, it signifies a belief that when the timing is right, God will provide what we're asking for. Broken hearts can mend, bodies can heal, and disappointment can transform into new dreams. Even when one chapter ends, trust in God can open the door for something new. If you're still here on this planet, God has a plan for you. Even if it feels like He has forgotten about you, you're not invisible. God knows exactly where you are, what's happening in your life, and how much you can endure. He may not always be early, but He will never be late. God's timing is always perfect. Do you believe that He has your best interest at heart? If you do, then waiting on Him is an affirmation of that belief? Absolutely. That's a profound perspective. Waiting on God is never a waste of time. In fact, it turns out that His timing is always the right time. While it may seem like waiting is delaying progress, in reality, it aligns us with God's perfect plan. Patience in waiting allows us to witness the precision and wisdom in God's timing, making every moment spent in anticipation worthwhile. Now, let us conclude these words with this prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before You with gratitude for Your presence in our lives. Today, we choose to shift our focus from our problems to You. You are our refuge and strength, a present help in times of trouble. We trust in Your wisdom, timing and perfect plan for our lives. Lord, help us release our worries and concerns into your capable hands. May we find peace in the assurance that you are in control. We surrender our fears, doubts, and challenges to you, knowing that you are greater than any obstacle we may face. Guide us to trust in your promises and to keep our eyes fixed on you. Grant us the strength to persevere in faith, even when the storms of life may rage. Let your peace that surpasses all understanding guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your unwavering love and for being our source of hope and strength. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.